Let's clap. One, two.
Well, welcome, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christian Center Shreveport. Daily podcast. So glad you're with us today. We're releasing a word about our joy journal. God gave us instruction for this last weekend. And today we're going to talk about some practicals. But how do I walk in joy when so much of the evil is coming against society? Let's talk about it. Soul, you know, that's an act of your will to praise him with your soul. You have to make a choice to do that. Well, welcome. I will talk about that here in a minute, but today is Tuesday. It is March 5, 2024, and we are starting a journey, a three-month journey. We talked about it yesterday. If you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast, what's wrong? Why didn't you? Well, just asking. But if you didn't, I'll just lay a quick foundation. We had a word this past weekend from our guest speakers, and it really put a challenge to us for 3 months to get you a journal. If you don't, nobody I know should have to buy one. You probably got a bunch of them sitting around your house. If you got multiple ones, give them one to some of your friends and encourage them with this model. But for 3 months, we're going to do a joy journal. We're calling it that. That's what it was called by our speaker, Rob Mazza. And you're going to write down three little things a day that you had joy with that day, that God gave you joy in. It could be some things in nature. It can be just a moment in time. It can be something you felt the God of the universe, our creator, the Lord God of heaven, Jesus Christ speaking to you, and write it down. It could be one sentence. It could be two sentences. It could be a paragraph. It doesn't matter. Do three a day. It'll be very easy. But what it does for you is it makes you cognizant, is there joy in my life today? Well, I didn't have anything good today. Well, you woke up, didn't you? Well, I woke up in pain, but you woke up. Thank God I woke up even when I was in pain. You know, you're going to have to find a place for it. But most of us aren't in that place. But if you are, God will give you strength. I know he will, but you've got to be able to meditate on it. And so I want to talk a little bit today about how to find that joy. How to walk in that joy. I'm blessed in the sense that I had a family that walked in joy. My mother was, her name was Joyce, and everybody called her Sister Joy, Mother Joy, whatever, because she was always joyous. So she'd always find the positive in the life and everything. And so I was blessed. I can't say everybody else had that. So that may be why that's part of my message, but I want you to know it was fruitful in our family, it was fruitful in our lives, and it helped us get through some very difficult times, trauma, etc. Because without it, I didn't have any strength, and that's what the word says, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. So there is a strength that comes from that. And there's a place that song we played to start here about, I'm going to praise the Lord in everything, and I was reading there in 1 Chronicles 29. If you're reading our daily Bible reading with you, you've read it too. But it said, David blessed, verse 10. It said, so David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, O Lord God of the Israel, our Father forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and on the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. Now, he says this in front of everybody. He's the king of Israel. You understand? He's the most important person in the world to those people, for sure. Probably in the world anyway. And what does David do? He gives praise. He blesses God, and he clearly defines that God makes everything. He raises up everybody. He strengthens all people. And there is no other strength other than him. So what is he doing? He's causing the people not to put their eyes on him, but to put their eyes on God, the Father. Now you understand, this is where you're going to find joy. Because if you're looking to a political leader, if you're looking for your boss, if you're looking for your spouse to bring you joy, you have already missed the mark. Now, I'm not saying that God can't bring joy to you from them, but if you look to them for the joy, you've missed the mark. You've already started off on the wrong page, because what is going to happen? Humans will and have always disappointed. And you will be disappointed because you're going to have an expectation from that person to bring you joy, and they're not going to meet your expectation, and you're going to be disappointed, traumatized, whatever, and you're not going to experience this. Our focus is Romans 4:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So let's remind ourselves here. Where is joy found? It's found in the Holy Spirit. Woo! So this should change a little bit of your perspective of getting joy. Well, I got to think. I got to watch something funny. I got to act better. I got to be joyful in my circumstance. I'm not saying not to do those things, but it tells us here clearly that joy is in the Holy Spirit. I learned it as Holy Ghost. You know, that's when we used to righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. It seems to carry more pump, you know, when we do it that way. But David does this thing where he cries out and we give thanks to the Lord in the midst of the assembly. And he makes sure that they all know that it's God that has helped them sojourn to the place that they are. That the Lord God was in all his abundance is what who's provided to build the house that they're going to build for him. And he goes on to say this, and the Lord said to all the assembly, now you bless the Lord your God. And all the assembly blessed the Lord. And the God of their fathers bowed low and did homage to the Lord. And God of their fathers, and he bowed low and did homage to the Lord and to the king. Now you got to understand this, how that looked to the Father. Finally, his people are in agreement that he is their leader. He goes out before them, like we talked about last week on our podcast about the breaker. And he went out before them, and he's going to lead them. And now in agreement, both the king, the top leader, decrees the supremacy and the power of walking in everything they've been called to walk in is the Lord. And the assembly agrees, and they give homage to them. And they say, and the homage is not just to the king because he's king. It's homage to the king, David, because David pointed the way to the Lord. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. See, that's what we're going after, right? And we want these things for building up one another. And that was the context of Paul's writing in Romans 14, was that we build one another up. Look, the world is looking for this. So we told you to get a joy journal, and for 3 months, we're going to write down three things a day that has brought us joy, and it can be anything that brought you joy that day. And I think that's something that it changes your meditation thoughts, your way you process. And so what am I doing all day? Instead of looking for fear and discouragement and bad things all day, I'm looking for joy. I'm looking for something that's positive in that circumstance, and I'm going to find it because he is joy. So where do I got to get it? I got to get it in the Holy Spirit. He is my joy, right? He's the joy of my life, etc. We can say all that. And when you look at that passage there, when it says that we walk in that righteousness, righteous mean there is equity. It's walking rightly with God. And I'm innocent because of what he did for me. That's where I get my righteousness, right? Then I have this peace. In the Greek there, it is basically a quietness, a rest within my soul. That's what I want. And then, of course, the joy is the cheerfulness, the gladness that he gives. It's a calm delight that we have. I'm happy. I'm well off. I have this whole thing of a well-being. And I'm asking for God's speed in every situation, a greeting. Here's one thing I think can help you find joy. Is instead of looking at all your issues, look around you and say, how can I bring joy to somebody else? Holy Spirit, tell me how to do that. Because remember, joy is in the Holy Spirit. And I just do this when I'm greeting. People ask me all the time, your store or restaurant, whatever, how are you today? And what do we say? We always say, fine, thank you. You know, and it's just, it's polite. I appreciate it. And where I live, that's very common that people are really asking about your day. But you give a different answer. Come up with your own answer. I always say, I'm doing marvelous. And so many times, employees of restaurants or grocery store, and they just start laughing. They go, well, that's good. And it made them think something different than just the common salutation there. And that somebody else is looking at life differently than they're looking at. The question is, the point is, when you walk in joy in the Holy Spirit, it is recognizable. I guarantee you. When I was in India, I remember so much darkness on the people. I mean, just poverty. And of course, they have 33 million Hindu gods and on top of Islam, but mainly Hindus there. And it, just the darkness, the souls. You look in the eyes of the people and they're empty. There's absolutely no joy. It's void of hope. And you walk around the streets and millions of people, and I've never seen more people in my life than when in India. It's just masses and masses of people. But I want you to understand this. I could walk down the street and just, I tried to make eye contact as often as possible because I was saying, Lord, where's the life here? There's so much death and hopelessness and poverty and evil. I said, where's the hope? And the next thing you know, I start looking at eyes and I could spot the Christians. I could spot this joy inside of them in the midst of the most utter dark place you could possibly live. And I saw this joy in them. And I thought, wow, that's the difference. Now, when the world is looking for that, are we manifesting that? Well, you can only get it in the Holy Spirit. As we said yesterday, Romans 8 tells us, if you walk in the Spirit, you'll not give into the lust of the flesh. So as you're walking the Spirit, you are a manifestation, an outshining of His glory, His light. And when we do that as a body, and that's why I'm doing this challenge for all of us on this 318 company, is that as we do as a body, we'll have a collective group of people that are doing it together. And some of you that partner together, some of you are fellowshipping together, your friends together. When you do this as a group or a community, what happens is everybody wants to be a part of a community. Everybody does. There's nobody wants to be a lone person by themselves. They may want to do that often, but not all the time. They're looking for a community of people that are walking together with a purpose and have joy in their life. And think about us. We should be joyful. We should even be laughing. We should be having this peace in our life. And where people would come up, don't you realize what's going on? John Wesley, the story of him as he's coming across to America. He's on a boat with a bunch of people. They hit a storm. It looks like there was no way they were going to survive. And these Moravians are over there just worshiping and just, you know, walking like there's no fear on them. And John Wesley said, he walked up to them and said, don't you men realize we're about to die? And the Moravians said to him, Mr. Wesley, we die daily. They found joy in the midst of a storm that was about to take them under. See, that's what the world's looking for. How do I find your joy? And then that's our chance in the Holy Spirit to have Holy Spirit moments where we share where we get that joy. It's from our Creator. Well, you need to have a data bank, a library in your joy journal of the reasons you have joy. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to find joy in the situation. And then when people call upon you and say, where is your joy? You can start pulling out your list. If not in the natural, pull your journal out, pull it out of your mind and say, these are the things I'm joyful for that the Lord did for me. And you're going to share it, and they're going to have a new perspective of life. And when they see a community of people doing that, they're going to long to have it as well. Are you with me on this one? We're going to keep building on this maybe one more day here and prepare you for a season of joy, a divine exchange, where you're going to give up your fear and you're going to walk in the joy of the Lord and have a peace in you with the righteousness of Christ in the Holy Spirit walking through you that you've never had before. Take this 3-month challenge with us. Father, I thank you for everybody that's listening today. I pray this is encouraging to them. May they find the joy in this dark season, with evil that's in the earth, that we would find a place to find joy in you. And that, Lord, there was a place you walked where you could speak to a storm and it would stop. Let us be able to do the same through the Holy Spirit. We ask you for that today. In the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. All right, bye-bye. Thanks again for listening each and every day here from Christian Center of Shreveport in Louisiana. Don't forget our app, download it on all your devices. We're trying to update it often, put new messages. One of the things we're doing right now with our messages and our services, we usually will record the entire service, but now we're a couple days later, we're cutting out and just having the message. And so that will help you if you want to share it with others or if you just want to listen to the message part. Not that the worship's not important, it is, but we just want to make that offer to you. So you can do that. Go to our app, our website. You can see more there. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.